This is the Wall Street Update of the download edition of World Business Report on Thursday, the 28th of December. I'm Roger Hearing. What indeed was happening on the share markets today, and particularly Wall Street? Well, I've been speaking to Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics in New York. He gave me the picture of a day of mid-holiday light trading.
Yeah, it's very hard. What happens to the institutional investment community is generally you have two people covering every desk and every stock, and at most firms, and probably at least one of those two individuals was taking it easy. So there wasn't a lot of trading. People pretty much closed their positions. As we all know, the stock market had a very good year. Why take a chance or a plunge one way or the other now? So it's just very light trading, and you know, a few stocks were making some headlines, but really it was another up day for the market. Market keeps hitting highs, and today we got a very good report that's closely followed about the Chicago manufacturing sector. It was already strong in November, and it got even stronger based on the December report. So it's just yet another impressive number about the economy.
Why do you think the numbers have been so impressive in the last few months, really? I mean, why does it keep happening?
There's no particular reason why it's happening now. You could argue that perhaps some of it came about in the last 6 to 8 weeks because you got closer and finally got a tax bill across the finish line. I was probably in the small minority of analysts who've been saying 3 months ago there was a better than 50-50 shot, and it actually happened. But to have the economy do this much better in the last 4 months, there's no particular reason for it. The economy was in pretty good shape a year ago, and it's just done a bit better on the national output side. What I mean by that is that one of the reasons that's probably puzzling our listeners is why the market's doing so well, even though the economy seems to be stuck at this 2% plus GDP growth rate, is that other indicators which are very closely watched, like today's Chicago Manufacturing Index, the national index, which will come out after the first, and employment, all are shouting, the economy's a lot better than what GDP is saying. It really feels like a 4% economy. While it's not going to hit Trump's goal of 5 or 6%, the economy feels to investors a lot stronger than it looks if you're an accountant looking at GDP.
Kerry Leahy there, Decision Economics in New York. Now, life has been grim for many in Venezuela for a couple of years, but the promise of the traditional unsmoked leg of pork at this time of the year for each family in Venezuela was something to look forward to. However, the pork, imported from Portugal, has not arrived. There have been demonstrations in the poorer parts of the capital, Caracas, where the shortages of fuel, power cuts, and high prices of the beleaguered economy have already hit people very badly. The government of Nicolas Maduro has blamed Portugal, saying they've blocked the imports under US pressure. Portugal says it has no power to sabotage such deliveries. So what exactly is going on? Well, I've been speaking to David Smilde of the Washington Office on Latin America, who's in Caracas.
Venezuela in the past couple of years has had very significant problems with food scarcities, and President Maduro in late November promised that he would provide pernil, which is pork leg, basically an unsmoked ham for every Venezuelan family. And then this was going to be part of these food bags that the government delivers every other week or so. And he promised that for Venezuelans for this holiday season. And this is in the Caribbean part of America. This is the most traditional food of the holiday season, is unsmoked ham, a pork leg. And people are very upset, and especially poor people that completely depend on the government's food provision.
Is this because the Portuguese have taken some political decision, or what's actually led to the breakdown of the trade?
No, I think it's total nonsense. You know, the Portuguese would have no reason to do anything like that with Venezuela. And furthermore, as their economy minister just said, you know, they don't have control over their providers. So this is not a political decision. What some journalists have found talking to some of these pork importers is that the government is in arrears, is behind in payments to them.
So the government is saying, of course, the government of Venezuela is saying, or President Maduro said, they have sabotaged us, and I name a country, Portugal. We brought the pork, signed the agreements, but they pursued bank accounts of the boats. What does he mean? Does he mean that they've not paid, or they have paid and the Portuguese won't give them? What's going on?
You watch Venezuela the past 5 years or so under Maduro. Every problem of governance that he has, he explains in some sort of international conspiracy. It's part of his ideology. It's part of Chavismo's ideology. Instead of fessing up to having dropped the ball or not following through, he blames it on some sort of conspiracy. But it's absolutely ludicrous. no, the government basically has to pay these providers, and these providers saying they didn't get paid. It has nothing to do with the government of Portugal. The irony of this is that if Venezuela has an ally in Europe, it's Portugal. Portugal is very reticent about the EU sanctions that were placed on Venezuela a couple of months ago. And now Maduro has picked a fight with the Portuguese.
And what's the effect in Venezuela? I mean, people, I guess, are pretty unhappy.
Well, I mean, anybody would be. People are very dependent on this. People are very dependent, especially poor people, are dependent on these food imports. They were counting on this, and they're in their holiday season, especially the 31st in the Caribbean Americas. The 31st is their biggest holiday of the year, and it's a very family holiday. You have a big meal at midnight, and the centerpiece of that is a pernil, the pork leg. And so people were counting on that, and they're very dependent on the government, so they're rightfully upset. They have no real way of expressing that other than protesting in the streets.
Have you seen street protests going on?
I've certainly seen it on the internet and in the newspapers that all over the country there's protests, at least small protests, especially in the poorest barrios. You know, the protests that we've seen in recent years have basically been in the middle-class areas, but the protests that we're seeing today in the past couple of days have been all in the poorest sectors in the interior and in the larger cities in the poor barrios.
And does this mean that some of the people who have supported President Maduro in the past might now turn against him?
It might be a little bit more complicated in the sense that they're not really protesting necessarily against the government or to overthrow the government. They're protesting about something very specific that was promised to them and that has not been fulfilled. And so if the government were to come through, or if the government comes through in other things, they could still, you know, stick with the government. In a democracy that's not fully functioning, and Venezuelan democracy for many decades has not functioned all that well, so you can't just necessarily call your representative or your mayor to complain. Oftentimes what you do is you have to protest in the streets. And so this is very much within the repertoire of sort of Venezuelan democracy and doesn't mean that people are trying to necessarily overthrow the government. It means that they're very upset about a promise that's been unfulfilled.
David Smilde in Caracas.